Okay, this is Parak Yud Ches and Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah. The Rambam again is going to return to the issue of a Safek Darbanan insofar as the Rishus HaYachad and Rishus HaRavim is concerned. And Halacha Aleph, he says, Kol Sha'ata Yachal Ravos Sveikos Rishus HaRavim Torah Rishus HaYachad Tameh. So in any situation where we have one level Safek or a double Safek, in such situations in a public domain it's Tahor, right? And in a private domain it's still Tameh. So Ketzah, what's an example? Nechnas HaMavoy, so let's say you go into like an alley, that tumah b'chatzar, and there's tumah inside the courtyard, safek nichnas b'chatzar, safek lo nichnas. So you're not sure whether you went into the chatzar or not. Or tumah b'bayis, let's say there's tumah in the house, safek nichnas b'bayis, safek lo nichnas. We're not sure if you went into the house or not. Just going back to the mavay for a second, keep in mind, the whole question of my mavay is what's considered a private domain. Back to the Rambam, if you nichnas safek shlo haisasham, safek haisasham, and let's say, even if you went in, you're not sure, let's say, in such a case, you're not sure if there's tumah in there or not. Then tumah haisasham, beisha nichnas, maybe you'll say, there was tumah in there when he went into the house. Sabek yishba kasher sabek imba. Now the next question is there a minimal amount or not? Then tomar yishba sabek shahi tumah sabek ina tumah. And let's say there is, and now it's a question whether this object itself is tumah. With all these compounded doubts, tafil hi tumah, even if it is tumah, sabek naga, we're not sure even if I touch or not. Sveiko tumah. In such a situation, the sabek is always tumah. Why? Shemova yishas yachid. Like I said a second ago, the alleyway is considered to be like a private domain. Let's say there are nine frogs, let's say they're dead, and one sharetz, in a private domain. You touched one of them, right? You're not sure which one you touched. That doubt leads to you being defined as tamen. Let's say there are nine shratzim and one frog in the public domain, and you touched one of them, you're not sure which one you touched. In such a case, it's tahor. This is the principle. So in a public domain, anytime there's a suffix, it's always Torah until I say without question I was Tameh. And in a private domain, any question about Tameh or not, it remains Tameh unless I can say for sure I did not touch anything and become Tameh. Therefore, that's why, for instance, bones from a dead body or what it called from a dead animal in the public domain, ogush me'eretz tahora, the gushim beis apras, or let's say a chunk of earth or dirt from from the ground that's tahor, the gushim beis apras, or let's say chunks from a plot of cemetery, o me'eretz amim, or from outside of Eretz Yisrael, the nug of echamhen, and I touched one of them, or we see to I moved one of them, but you know there the man nug of echamhen, and I'm not sure which one I touched, or which one I moved. Or another case, let's say I have a minimum shear of a dead body, a minimum shear of nevela, of dead animal, and I put myself over one of them. I'm not sure which one I covered myself over. Or let's say I have two paths. One has something tar, one has tameh. I'm not sure which one I walked on. Or I touched someone on that road. And I'm not sure if that guy touches tameh tar. Oh, Shahayu Shayan Hashem, but there are two people, Echatam Echatar. The two people, one is Tameh, one is Tar, but Nagav Echamahen, Benodev Ezeman Nagav. And I touched one of them, I'm not sure which one I touched. In all these situations, Bechol Elu, Sveikos Tahar. In all these situations, the doubt leads to you retaining your status as being Tahar. Let's say a person finds a dead body lying on the wide part of a road. Imhaya Shalim, if it's whole, Behum Mina Katzeh La Katzeh. And it is the body is extended horizontally, so to speak, from one side of the road to the other. Now I'm the person who's walking, who finds it. You can assume he's tamei for truma because we're going to assume he touched it. Ha'ilo makom lavor because he couldn't get by him. Ha'ilo makom lavor. Let's say there was a way to get around them. Oh, shahayim mishuvah mefurak. Or let's say the body was basically broken up and torn into pieces. Bein shoka prakav. Then ha'reizet tar. Then he's tar. Let's say there's a grave that goes on the entire horizontal width of the road. So the kever, in a sense, joins everything together. And if you pass over to Tameh, because this is not like other doubts, whether we assume, the assumption is that you touched the grave. Right? Let's say I found a sheretz in the alley. It is, it imparts Tuma retroactively to anyone who passed by. Shayomar Badakti Ada Ace until the time Shayomar Badakti is a Mavoizeb, Yom Ploni, Loyabo Sheretz. So when until a person says, I checked this alley and there was no dead animal there. Afilu Kvedo, Afilu Kavdov Lobatko. even if what it called, let's say you swept out the alley and in check, then I raise him a time on my family, call him a keyboard. It still imparts tuma retroactively from the point of its being swept. Men by morim shematzu yavish, when you find it dry. Aval im matzu lach, you found it moist, in a matam afreya, doesn't impart tuma retroactively. Ela ad shash efshash yamusba, until basically the time that it could have died, via ata lach ba'esha nimsa, and therefore remains, so to speak, moist or fresh from the time that it was found. Halacha hey, 1 second. Shnei rokim mishos yachid, I find two things of saliva in a private domain. Echatar v'echad min erokin and some shagazol and tamar. So one is pure, one is tar, and the other one comes from that category that Chazal said are tame. Kamosh shabianu v'nagav echamen, and I touched one of them. Oisito, and moved one of them. V'nadua ezahu, I'm not sure which one. Tonal love is a truma. In such a case, now when it comes to, for instance, truma, we wouldn't burn it, nor could it be eaten. Mivnei shehen shnei sfeikos. There are two doubts here. Safek v'tar naga, safek v'nimsa. Right. So what it called? We're not sure if it was touched or not. Then Torah benimza suffix shutame suffix shutara. Hayushne rokim rishos harabim. Now let's say the two things of spit are in a public domain. Imayu neguvin munachum sham. If they're dry and resting there, benagav echaman, and he touched one of them, sfeiko tahor. And he's not sure which one, he's still tahor. Nasa echamahen. Let's say he carried one of them. Then tonal love, right? Then we say that what it called? Either he can't eat it nor is it burnt. Because once he carries it, you can't say it's not resting in the public domain. So too, let's say one of them is moist, the nislabo harok halach, right? And let's say one of them was moist and the one that was moist became attached to him, tonal love. So again, we say he's in purgatory. It's not resting in Rishasarabim, to say that in such a case, a subject could be tar. I'll write you all big though, because now we stand on the close. And Kvar Yarner, she nugged Baroka Nimsa, O Naso Isito, Bekam Makamos, Bekol Makam, Sorfan Allah, as a true Makam, base of Prasko Yosavar, Shisorfan Al Vadai Magam, Bekol Makam. And the Ram explained already that if you touch spit, that is from a situation that that could be from Tuma origins and you carried it and moved it, etc. You always burn Truma as a result in such a case, because we assume that's in a case where we know for sure you touched it. But here, because we have a suffix, that's why, what it called? It's tolan. Misha Yasha Bershus Rabim. Let's say someone's sitting in a public domain. Uva Echa Vidara Salvagada, Bushiraka, Vidangaba Rok. And let's say someone, what it called, who we're not sure what his status is, came along and walked over his clothes, or he spit and you touch a spit. Al Roko Sorfanis Truma. Because of the spit, you burn Truma. Vavagada Vokanaka Rok. But when it comes to the clothing, then we go based on the majority. Imro Vayir Tvein, Vagada Midras. So if most of the city is Tamei, then we say his clothing has medras tuma. Then rova ir taharim. If most of the city is tar, hari utar. He still retains the status of being tar. Let's say I lost a kli and it was found in a private domain. Hariz it tamei medras v'tamei tamei meis. It is both considered tamei medras level as well as tumas meis level tuma. Avalo b'shus rabim. Let's say it was lost in the public domain. Umatzo b'shus rabim, found in a public domain. Im avdo b'yom matzo lebo b'yom tar. If it was lost and found the same day, he's tar. Let's say it was lost in the day and found at night, or vice versa. Or it was lost one day and found the next day. Then we assume it's tame. What we say is, as long as the night or some night has passed, then we assume that the item is tame. Let's say a person sat down or forgot a kli in the public domain. Even though the night is past, it's tar. Let's say he left it or forgot about it in a private domain. It is tame medras level, but it is tar from touching a dead body. Why are we not as stringent by forgetting or leaving it there versus losing it? Because something that's not, that is abnormal, they didn't make a gzera on. Let's say I lost it and I find it inside my house. Why? Because we assume it is was guarded. Let's say a person spreads out all his kalim, his utensils, or whatever, his vessels in the public domain. Those are tar. In a private domain, it's tame because we'll assume someone touched it. But if they're guarded, then they are tar. Let's say they fell and he went to go basically get them. then we say the Tame because he wasn't keeping an eye on them the entire time. If I lost my kelim in a private domain, I found them, I feel lovely, even the same day. Hari and Medrash, we say the Medrash Tumah, the Tame Mace, and as well as Tame Mace, as the Rambam explained before. Shota Achas Ve'ir, or Nachris, let's say you have someone who's mentally incompetent, or you have a non-Jewish woman. Then we say all saliva that you don't know where it came from in that specific city is always considered to be Tameh. Let's say a woman walked over some clothing, or she, what do you call it, or sat with a person on a boat. So if she recognizes him and knows that he eats truma, then his everything he has remains tahar. If not, he should basically ask her concerning to determine what her status is. Let's say someone is sleeping in a public domain and he gets up, his kalim are still considered, his clothing, for instance, are still considered tahor. Let's say a person touched someone else in the public domain at night. He's not sure if the guy was alive or dead. And at morning when he woke up, he found the guy was dead. Because we always go by at the time when you find it. Let's say he saw him alive at night, but at the morning he found him dead. Then we say it's a question of Rosh Hashanah, and in such a case, we always say it is Tahar. Let's say someone is very, very sick in a private domain, but it's Aleph, right? And he collapses. We're not sure if he's alive or dead. We bring him out to the public domain. And then brought him back into the private domain. When he's in the private domain, and let's say I'm there, then it's a suffix on Tamir or not. But if he's in the public domain, this case of suffix, in such a situation of suffix, it's Tahar. There's a story occurred where someone was in was very sick, and they carried him from city to city in a bed. And basically, the people who carried him took turns. And the last person discovered that he was dead. Right, but and what the Chacham say? They said the only people who were tamei elakasa chorin levad, just the last group that was carrying. Finally, the design tamei shaya omed umedaber alabor. Right, let's say someone is tamei and he's standing and he's speaking at the edge of, let's say, a cistern. The nizit sirona mepiv, and a drop of saliva went flying from his mouth. Suffik yilabor, suffik loigia. We're not sure if it got into the cistern or not. Imei abor shel shemen sveiko tamei shosu yachid. If it is a cistern filled with oil, then we say, as a question, it's Tameh if it's a private domain. Vimaya bor shel yayin, but if it's a cistern of wine, seiko tar, v'chol makom, v'meshe sfasa bor koletes. Because what we're going to say is that the border of the cistern will prevent the, what do you call it, the spit from falling in. That ends Parak Yud Ches, and we will continue with Parak Yud Ches tomorrow.